Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, with laundry room designs meant to bring calm to everyday routines. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last week, the James Beard Foundation announced the 2025 finalists for its annual awards. This year, two St. Louis chefs have made it this far and now are just one step away from being recognized with one of the most prestigious awards in the food industry. These two chefs make very different cuisines and got their starts in different places. Vicious Jane Sacrochatam immigrated to St. Louis from the Philippines 17 years ago, while Lauren Nalich grew up in the restaurant business and started Balkan Treat Box with a food truck. To talk about their journeys, and as a warning, there's going to be a lot of laughter today, I'm joined by two chefs. Jane, Lauren, welcome to St. Louis on the Air, and congrats to each of you.
We just started crying.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I think it's very fitting that we have the two of you here together. You know, I mentioned that your chefery, you know, it covers very different cuisines, but you two have been friends for a really long time now. How is it that you met? Whoever is ready to talk first. Lauren?
Well, luckily I met her through my husband. Sorry, it's just very overwhelming. They worked together, so I can let Jane talk about how they met.
So I joined a company, I see these two, Michael and Tara, making something different, and I want to join the team that gonna pretty much put something cool in St. Louis, and I become part of it, and I get to know a lot of people, a lot of talented people, come and goes at the same time. I mean, it's St. Louis, and there's a lot of people in the industry, but Edo stand out just because Edo is like very sweet, and then bringing Lorraine once in a while, and we just stay friends. I mean, St. Louis is very small, and everybody pretty much like know each other, especially our industry. That you know, sometimes we stumble each other on somewhere to an event or somewhere, or I'm hungry for something and I'll go to their restaurant anywhere and just to wait while they are busy. Or I told her, like, do you need help? I'll jump in. You know what I mean? We've been friends for so long. We might not see each other every day because we respect everybody's time. But at the same time, St. Louis is very small.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, being a chef, right? Lauren, can you take us back to that time when you and Edo and then, you know, Jane met, and what was it that brought you into this industry as a chef?
So both Edo and Jane were on the opening team of Vicia, and Edo and I you know, obviously I've been in the restaurant business my entire life, and it's been my only job has been working in this industry. So when Edo went to work at Vicia, it was around the time that we started working on our own thing, the food truck, and it eventually got busy enough that I needed Edo to quit his job.
Oh, okay.
So he was saying farewell to Vicia, and we were, you know, embarking on a new adventure, and Jane's just always been super supportive, and she's come to the truck and come to the restaurant, and we've maintained a really good relationship over the years. As I said, I've been doing this my whole life in one way or another in this business, in this industry in St. Louis.
Yeah. Let's stay with the truck, Lauren, because one of the things that a truck does is that it moves places, and you have moved quite a bit in the time that Balkan Treat Box has been around. This isn't your first time being recognized by the James Beard Award folks, but it is your first time as a finalist for Best Midwest Chef. Is there anything that feels different about it this time?
Of of course. I mean, it's, you're really, you know, grateful and honored to be recognized for something that you're going to be doing anyway, you know, and, you know, we work really hard in our industry, not just myself, but, you know, all of us. And the recognition, you know, it feels good and it's great for the team. It's never expected. And I think St. Louis in general, it's just like we don't ride on that. It's not what builds our city, but it's something that's super cool and is great for our city. And this time, like making it to the finals, yeah, like I can't say that even in the nominations in the past that I've thought that I was going to make it this far. It just, mm-hmm. it all feels good.
Yeah.
You know, it just feels good.
Right. Well, Jane, this is the first time that you have been nominated. And this is for Emerging Chef. And I want to point out that this is for the entire country, not just for the region. So, I mean, what was it like to learn that you were nominated and then to get the news last week that you were a finalist?
My heart, it's still like, want to jump out of my chest. I'm going to cry.
We have some Kleenex.
All good. It's definitely a journey in a way, I don't know. My thought process is like, holy cow, people see it, people appreciate it, and I truly know for a fact that there might be a struggle, but at the same time, I think you just need to choose people that you want to belong with, mm-hmm. or people that you hang out with, or people that you be part of. I think I'm very, very great, very lucky to have those team, all the mentors that I have, all the bosses that I had from the beginning of my journey on mm-hmm. cooking, because I was just craving and I want this excitement being behind the kitchen and just, I don't know. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Well, you started as a line cook and now as chef de cuisine at Vicia, you're directing other cooks, you know, like how things should be done and prepared. How much of that journey that you talked about, starting as a line cook, has affected the way that you lead in the kitchen?
This all came from pretty much like the order operation on my mom is a good cook, and we ended up like pretty much like selling it in the front of the house on like a table, like a shack table, mm-hmm. that you have like 20 dishes on a pot selling on the street. So like that smell craved me to become pretty much a cook. I just want to be a cook. I like cooking, but at the same time, my bosses see there's leadership, mm-hmm. like spiking out on that. And yeah. I've been there so long enough that I see bits and pieces, and I'm very good at like observing on how they handle it. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes pressure can make you close enough and just walk away, but that's, for me, it's like I want to do it.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. Because it's always sweeter when you accomplish something that you might think that it's really hard, but it's pushed your boundary to be success, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has now been 17 years since you moved to St. Louis from the Philippines, and you were saying earlier that you've now spent half of your life mm-hmm. in St. Louis, mm-hmm. the other half having been in the Philippines. How has your personal journey and your cultural background shown up in the food that people enjoy at the restaurant?
There's a lot of interviews that I've been said this a lot. I treat Vicia as it's my kitchen, my sanctuary, my like meditation places, especially in the morning when you're prepping by yourself. Mm-hmm. But I treat that dining room as my dining room in my house, and I probably stated like once my door is open to someone and once you're invited, you're always invited to my table. Mm-hmm. And I just happy to like literally provide anything that I could say yes. Yes, absolutely. Let's mm-hmm. do it. Why yeah. not? What's going to go wrong?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And this is related, Lauren, I think, to the journey that you have been through. So your husband, Edo, is from Bosnia. I do understand that you had some exposure to Balkan food through a Croatian friend in your youth, but it was not the food that you grew up eating. So if we fast forward to Balkan Treat Box, what about the food that you were enjoying, you know, after you'd met your husband, made it such a big part of your life that you wanted to share it with St. Louisans?
I think it's, I'm a nurturer by nature. That's what we do as cooks. Like, we want to nurture, we want to be hospitable, and we want people to feel good. And my husband being a refugee of war and being separated from his family, and seeing that and experiencing that firsthand was something new and quite frankly heartbreaking to witness and be a part of. And the things that, you know, he would talk about missing, of course, you know, is food. It's the way we connect. And so the dishes that, you know, he was missing, I was a cook, and so I would, of course, like, try to recreate these things. And I mean, I think I did a pretty good job. I don't know. I don't know that he would say I did, but I was definitely trying, and just grew deeper and deeper in love with, and not even just the food, but being a part of a family and being part of a community, and having, you know, the next generation of women teach me, like, the things that their grandmothers taught them, and having them so excited about it. And I just kept, the more I fell in love, I was falling in love. Yeah. So it was like, the more I was falling in love with Edo, the more I was falling in love with this food. And then by the time it came to talk about what we were going to do and what the future looked like, and the fact that St. Louis houses, like, and has, you know, a great, huge population of Bosnian and Balkan people, it just made a lot of sense to tell our story through food. Mm-hmm. And so when we were sitting at a restaurant and trying to figure out what we were going to do, and I had a list of all these different options and concepts that we could do, and we just, like, pushed that aside and looked at one another, and we thought, why don't we do this?
Yeah. And you got to do your first international travel as a result of that, right?
Yeah, the result of that conversation was him looking at me and being like, oh no, like, you don't know enough. Like, you need to leave.
See my parents and other people too, right?
Yes, you need to go travel through the region and cook as much as possible and learn as much as possible. And Edo is very, very smart, very cerebral. And I think that day I was, like, rolling my eyes at him. And anyway, I left the country for the first time and fell deeper in love and experienced culture and what it's like to walk through the streets of a war-torn country where people stand proud and, you know, they don't cover up the bullet holes, and they're, like, the buildings are still, you know, in disarray, but the community, like, marches on. They don't forget, and they get tighter and tighter.
Mm-hmm. These awards, James Beard Awards, they recognize the work that each of you has done in the past year. Is there a dish or a meal that you've made in that time that reflects what you want to keep doing as a chef, regardless of the James Beard results, Lauren?
So I would say that the item that made me fall in love with this cuisine the most is called yufka. And yufka is a form of phyllo dough, and it's hand-pulled, hand-stretched. And I just remember the first time that I learned how to make it, it was like silk. And I could see, you could read your paper, you could read the newspaper through this dough. It was so thin and silky and beautiful. And it felt like slow motion, as, like, the dough was, like, waving underneath the air between the table and my hands. And every time I make it, I remember that moment. And every time I teach someone to make it, I remember that moment. And I have so much joy, and I just don't think that will ever leave.
Mm-hmm. Jane, how about you?
Well, Vissia is a very seasonal restaurant, and all the techniques that we always use using wood fire is always going to be there. The protein always touched by wood fire that create deeper and contribute and added more depth flavor on that. And so I think having that in the menu is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Cooking some fish. We actually butcher all the protein at the restaurant, and so making sausages and things like that, it's still going to be all over the menu in a way, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jane Sakrachadam is chef de cuisine at Visya, and Lauren Nalich is chef and co-owner of Balkan Treat Box. Jane and Lauren, thank you so much for joining us, and both congrats and good luck.
Thank you so much.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.